I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Typically, we would be deep into the winter bird survey by the West Virginia DNR by now, but there are changes this year. For those who have always participated, you'll want to know more about this. I'll explain it in just a moment. For more than three decades, volunteers in West Virginia have worked on the DNR's winter bird survey. But ornithologist Rich Bailey with the DNR says that this year has been discontinued.
Sadly, we have ended the program, as you said, after 30 years. Folks across the state gave us good data for a very long time, and we're going to take a look at that data and see what we can find out in terms of trends in the state. But we're changing over to a national program called Project Feeder Watch that basically has the same methodology, but instead feeds into a national data set instead.
Now, Bailey says this national program run by Cornell University, as you might imagine, is far better funded and has far more resources.
They have good funding stream for the program. It has a really large scope in Canada and the United States. Folks across the country, instead of just across the state, are entering with the birds they see at their bird feeders. And it goes into a data set that they have that's much bigger than anything that we would have at DNR. Here just in West Virginia, and being well-funded as they are, they have some really top-notch scientists on their staff that analyze that data, and they publish reports and take a look at trends for birds across the country, including those in West Virginia, and they can say, these birds are increasing, these birds are not doing so well, and they can even take a look at some of the reasons why that might be happening.
And what's more, they can still keep tabs on West Virginia for trends.
If we wanted to find out, hey, what's going on in West Virginia with bird trends at bird feeders in the state, we could get in touch with Cornell. They're the ones that sponsor it, Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And we could ask them, hey, what's going on in West Virginia? And they would be able to be able to take a look and tell us.
For all those who participated in the DNR's bird count, Bailey encourages you to participate in this one as well.
Well, it's very similar to the winter bird count that we hosted here in West Virginia. It, just like we did, it runs from November to April. And during that period, just like folks did with the winter bird count here in West Virginia, they're counting birds at their feeders every other weekend for a period of time. They commit to a period of time. The only difference is that for Project Feeder Watch, there's a really great online interface where people can go online and just enter their data as they're going rather than keeping track on a paper form.
And that website is feederwatch.org. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.